think what we're seeing now are the tectonic plates of our global society shifting. And those are plates of, you know, economic systems, political systems, environmental systems. And although it can be frightening, and I think for a while we've, as a people, been paralyzed by the shocks of the tectonic jolts, the good news is that, you know, there are openings under those plates. When they move, they create openings. What I'm excited about is the potential for business to accelerate that change in this way, that there is plumbing and there are systems in place in business through which things are accomplished, primarily for the purpose recently of, as I said before, wealth accumulation and even concentration. But as those social entrepreneurs and the conscious leaders and the people who demand it reshape the corporate agenda to affect the way the company sees its role in society, then the company is going to need some help tweaking the systems so that the systems are no longer geared toward short-term returns. And I just wanted to make a couple of points and see what you guys think of it. One of the systems that most effectively can change and help this go forward is the marketing system itself. What has emerged as the CSR system. These are two silos in organizations now that we've had an experience with some clients when they start to integrate the marketing function and the corporate responsibility function, some very exciting magical things can happen. And one of them is an example I'll give you with a global food produce company that wanted to bring greater harmony to a disparate collection of CSR programs that it had around the world. And so they asked if we could help them harmonize their CSR functions in a particular region. And I said, you know, you sure can, but boy, how would you like to do it in a way that actually grows your revenue base, strengthens the brand experience, and energizes your employee base? And they said, oh, okay. And so I said, you know, this is an experiment. We're going to see if it can work with you. And so what we did was take a look at the societal needs in this particular market region of theirs. And we were looking for a question, what is it that keeps the people in this society up at night? Not concerning products or services. What is it as people that they are most concerned with? And we identified five issues that were common to an apparently disparate area, otherwise apparently disparate marketplace. And then we looked at this company's core competencies, its core values, and its brand positioning, brand permission. And we found the place where they intersected. And this group of executives who were in the workshop were so energized by finding the place where their core values, what they really cared about, their core competence, what they did well, the permission they had with their brand, and society's needs actually came together in a new product area.
Mm.
So my point is that it's not going to take too much tweaking to actually have business be a self-renewing force of well-being for society, but it will take the will. And I don't know what you think about the will of mainstream business to try something different, but I'm very encouraged because our models are showing that this can happen. Here's another thing. This is the thing about systems. This is why I am so interested in systems, because leadership is, in a way, an idea. I mean, it may be embodied in a person or appear to be, and it could also be, this is the role of the corporate brand also, that the corporate brand takes on characteristics that extend the span of influence of any human being. So when that leader, that human leader, starts to use the brand as a standard of behavior, which is imbued with certain principles and values, then that person's sphere of leadership influence can be embraced by every person in the company in terms of their understanding and embracing brand values and brand principles, operating principles.